I'd like to invite you to turn in your New Testaments to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll review this passage by way of invitation this evening. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is warning Timothy concerning some apostate teaching that would come. You're familiar with the text. In verse 3, there would be some who would speak lies and hypocrisy, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. That was the error that would be taught. Individuals would forbid to marry, command to abstain from foods that God has granted that we eat. And in contrast to that, the Apostle Paul states positively that every creature of God is good and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And then he tells Timothy, if you instruct the brethren in these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed. So basically, he is telling him, there are going to be some who will teach error. This is, in effect, the answer to the error. This is the truth. And if you relay this truth to them, you're going to be fulfilling your responsibilities as a good minister of Jesus Christ. So that's the purpose of preaching, or at least one of them, to refute error with the proclamation of truth, with the sharing of truth. But with regard to that, again, he gives the contrast in verse 7. He says, but reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself to godliness. So again, there's the contrast that is given. And the fables, the old wives' fables, that which is profane is contrasted in the text with the exercise of yourself toward godliness. So, by way of a more broad application to each and every one of us, we need to be careful that we do not entertain false teaching, entertain these kinds of things that are destructive to faith, and instead that we need to be actively exercising ourselves toward godliness. He says in verse 8, bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come. And then finally in verse 9 he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. And so I would admonish you and I both at this time to recognize that this is a good saying, that bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things. To recognize the importance of exercising yourself to godliness, of maintaining your purity in the life that you live. And of course, the direct application to be found here is with regard to those who teach false doctrines. Interesting how many times when the concept of sin comes in, and not only sin, but evil practice, how often it is coupled with a peculiar doctrine that comes in and leads individuals into corruption. That happens quite often, actually. So the importance of doctrinal purity, the importance of godliness with regard to any aspect of our life, exercising ourselves to it, diligently working toward it, is something that is good to contemplate. It is true, and it is certainly something we should give ourselves over to. We all understand what it means to exercise. Some of us are a little bit more diligent with regard to that than others are, but we all get the concept. You want to grow stronger, if you want to have more stamina, you want to be in better shape, you have to put the effort in. If you want to live a godly life, you have to exercise yourself toward godliness. You have to work at it. And so we're going to encourage all to do that this evening. We're going to offer an invitation this time, not knowing the hearts of any. It may be that you need to respond to the invitation call tonight because you're not a child of God, if that is the case, and you desire to become one. If you will repent of the sins that you've committed, accept Christ as your Savior, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away, you can rise and walk in newness of life as a child of His. We offer that opportunity to you tonight. If there is anyone who has a need to answer the invitation call that's extended to you now, would you come? Together we stand while we sing.